In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Uncensored. Should we say previously on our toxic relationship?
I have not been part of any.
We're in a toxic relationship with our viewers.
Exactly.
With our viewers.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a toxic relationship. Billy, we're back, we're not back.
Would you like to talk to someone?
I know.
No. Let's not go
dial
there.
Dial 999 if you need help.
Please, no.
Moving on, sweetie. No.
Yes, we haven't even introduced ourselves. My name is Nicole Nanzai.
I am the big man himself, Bazoo. Right here.
African maestro bringing through the positive vibes. Kamakawa, kamadawa.
Yes, tumewamisa. Ati
kamadawa.
Yeah, I think maybe I'm too, but I'll just let it slide.
I concur with him. Sijamuibia.
Cool. Anyways, guys, today we are going to be doing Do It For The Culture. And from the title of this episode, it is all about marriage. And is it still relevant?
No.
Because these days, you know, kwa kidogo tricky, everyone is in kami stays. And it looks like it makes sense.
And everyone who's married is like, we're getting married. I mean, look at the top five richest people in the world.
Okay, but no. See, I told you that one. It had nothing to do with like love and stuff. This had to do with money. How could scare your story? Yeah, Bezos and the wife.
It's not the first time it happened.
No, it was because of taxes. They needed to. They wanted to reduce their taxes, so they got a divorce. But they're still living together.
Ooh.
I know.
Batman,
but you didn't hear it from me.
Conspiracy theories, bana.
Unconfirmed. It would be cool if it was.
Okay, what I'm not saying, it's not relevant. Why are you guys saying that?
To just say it's not relevant. I'm saying unconfirmed.
No, about marriage.
Oh, about marriage.
Yeah.
Me have the scare tick, young.
Tell us. Tell us, Bill.
Me, I want to get married.
Why?
Aye.
No, why?
No, let's talk facts here.
Like, I honestly believe in the situation of marriage. Like, for real, the thought of just spending the rest of your life with that one person that you love and you treasure,
but can't you do that without getting married?
Nini?
Isn't marriage just a paper, an official paper that says, aye, you guys are married? Sour.
Because I believe that you can do all that, but at the back of the mind, that is something it's gonna be like, it will be like chipping something out of your whatever you guys
people,
have.
Let's speak facts here, How many people have you heard have cheated on marriage? How many people have
Kenya? Divorced?
That is
especially just here in
even
Kenya.
Now that's here in
just
Kenya.
Here in Kenya.
As home alone. Doesn't that even show the insignificance of marriage
because,
in Kenya?
No,
it does.
I have a problem. I have a problem with this kind of thought.
Mm.
It's because just because kuna moja ama mbili ama tatu ama kadhaa.
It's not.
Wacha nimalize. Just because kuna kesi kadhaa,
meaning
you want to discount the whole institution based on people's mistakes.
I won't.
Because no. Always the same, ati because I'm married, I'm cheating. You're using marriage as an excuse. My friend, if you're cheating, you're cheating.
No.
Tony Webe.
Sasa so scared. What
Tony
if?
Webe.
What
and
if?
I feel like for a marriage to work, it needs both parties involved.
Yeah, to be,
so
to want it to work.
If person A decide to cheat on person B, then Nishida, there's something wrong between person A and person B that they're blaming it on marriage.
Sour
me, okay.
No, Skia, let us not even use the whole cheating aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're in a relationship, you guys a boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever you guys are, and you get a kid and you're living together and you just forget this whole story of marriage. Why must you get married? Because what is marriage? Why is it different from being boyfriend and girlfriend or being in a chemistry relationship.
I think the difference is that you officiate, you're like, you know what, this is the one, you know, and it's even recognized by the government that this is the one.
By the government.
Huh? So
marriage near government, sasa. Ata see nyinyi wawili.
You know, I'm being shown some facts here.
Tuambie.
Apparently in Kenya, 1 in 4 Kenyans cheat on their partners.
Okay, that's facts.
1 in 4.
Facts.
Yeah?
No cap there.
At least 24%.
24%.
At least. Admitted that they have cheated at some point.
Now you may admit.
Now I may admit.
Yeah.
So leave alone the larger people living in denial. That point it also had. But anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just had a breaking point over there. Tin, tin,
tin. That was someone's wall.
That was someone's wall.
The kitchen and anxiety.
I'm pretty sure the neighbor cousin is a. What on a gonga wall squeeze? Hey!
No, but news of facts like maybe I'm not adding. Wow.
Look, people, you see the beautiful, like, the only way we can make our life easier is if we live in concurrence with reality. Yeah?
And
first of all,
today,
even the problem with marriage,
world.
The problem with marriage, it has been brought out to the African society. You are in doing this. This is a new concept. As you were polygamous kitambo, people used to get married because of wealth. It wasn't even about love.
No, you can also you. Get, let you can have you. A second wife. Kuna, you can kuna, still marry
let me ask you, let me ask you, let me ask you. At we were what?
We were polygamous long time ago.
Polygamous in under what institution?
The family.
Of marriage.
The way marriage is brought
up. But that's in the past. That's in the past. Irrelevant. If you start looking at everything that's in the past and then we're still doing those things in 2021, some things don't make sense. It doesn't make sense to constantly be doing things that happened in the past because it happened in the past. So as we're just following the trend, sisi tunafuata tu culture ile tumekuwa tumepewa traditions.
There's a point.
Right now, must you? Why? For government to know that you
guys are married.
No, to please your parents, not to let
you. Yeah. To please your
parents.
Yeah. Little funny thing is that the past weekend you go home, tulikuwa tunaongea hii story. Kulikuwa na hii kipindi ya because of my grandmother, itabidi do akikaa kuja watch TV station na kwa Inoro. So kulikuwa there's a show. Now the episode it was like a wedding. So unajua the Kikuyu traditional ninis ile nye the guy's family is meeting the Shori's family and all that process. So my mom is like, guy, yani now she knows she's reminiscing of the ile siku alitoa do for my bro. Akasema guy deal ukitufanisha vitu guys. Mimi nikasema msijali mimi naenda kwa AG.
Imagine if
ile look lilipewa na shosho yangu. Kane.
Because the
marriage thing is meant to be for me and my partner.
Yeah.
I say it's like I'm making a commitment to her, to us, and to whatever we already have an commitment when set to become partners.
Yeah.
But now I'm making a better commitment.
Who told you it's a better one? You're signing this one. Yeah? So it makes it better. Because this one will assign document. So this is making it better.
It's because for this one, kutakuwa na.
So tell me the benefits of this, please.
I don't know.
There are no benefits.
Because honestly speaking.
What's the difference between that and a relationship where both of you have decided we want to be together for the rest of our lives? We will not cheat on each other. We will even get children. All those other things
actually,
that people in marriages also have.
You're even like, the problem. What's even worse is you go in front of people and then you say, I will love you forever, I'll stay faithful. And then 10 years later we hear kuna mtoto fulani alitokea barely, yeah?
Exactly.
What is the use of doing all that?
Exactly. What if you get married but doesn't then it show that your pastor isn't CG officiated?
Just let it be known.
So you find out you two have been living together and you think you're married but you're actually not married. So sir, you my shit has stopped.
So what did you advertise, Allah? I'm just saying, if you're out there and the ancestors and the world has decided to align my destiny with yours, don't worry, honey. the commitment and the vow I'll make, I will stick to it.
Commitment
that's,
is different.
That's show
from,
me. Show me.
What, is, uh-uh.
If you're out there, if you're
like,
out there,
I don't understand.
If you're out there,
Ama. Yeah,
in
advertise
fact,
for
I'd
me.
Even, I'd even recommend. Come, we sign a contract. If it's not working out, we terminate the contract.
No, but I think I see where the problem is. Okay, let me be on your side, Kidogo Bill. I think it's because of what society
Goja. Nanza is on my side.
Shangwe
na vigelegele.
Leo
mimi sijui nitalala wapi.
No, but okay. I think it's because of what society has done. It's made come stays normal.
Yeah.
No, they were the thing.
When?
You know, actually, from where I come from, quite a large number of people are pushed to make this come stays.
No.
From where I come
boys
from.
And girls were living in their own houses. Before now they decided, let's stay together. Oh, let's get pregnant. Oh my goodness.
Baby number 5. Oops.
Yeah. Kilonzo wewe leo ndo ulikuwa unasema ati oops and then we smashed. Kijana, ati oops. Anyway.
Ati oops.
It's because
you're all
they made it so normal.
Oops.
No, it's not normal at all. But it's because they made it so normal that now we're like, okay, what's the need? If this is so normal right now, then what's the need of being married to you?
Maiden.
Okay, you know what? I still want a ring on my finger.
Sasa unataka ring like inotaki kwa
twaki
nini? The ring comes with the marriage. It comes with institution, habibi.
Mommy, I already know how my wedding will look like. Aki ya nani mtashtuka.
Ni sawa. Me as long as kuna open bar. You know me. If there's an open bar.
Kila siku nasema mkunywe.
Let me tell you. Solutions to problems are sometimes found at the bottom of a bottle.
Guys,
trust me.
We are not advocating
you want to describe
for alcoholism
the,
right now.
The,
I mean, I understand
of
what
color.
Guys, have you guys seen that TikTok of, I think it's like a Mzungu who's like, at the, we drink a lot. So I started
who?
Drinking at 21. Oh yeah, I've remembered. The age limit of... Not limit, but like when you can start drinking in America is 21. And then some chick is like, me at 18 drinking. And then some Russian is like, lol, me at 10, I must drink.
Yeah, there's a lot
of
that.
And
Australia,
then,
me at
18. Yeah. So, have you seen now the one for Kenyan? The Kenyan mama. The Kenyan mama is like, at me being unborn drinking. Anyway, check it. It just goes to show that Kenyans are very... Yeah, we need
tunapenda pombe.
We need to...
Tunapenda pombe.
Look at the intake of alcohol that we're taking. It's not making sense. But back to the conversation.
You. It's not making sense to you. Me, my intake is making sense to me.
We just took something before.
I know. I don't even understand what he's talking about. Na tumekunywa tu.
Tumekunywa tu sahi.
Mimi hata kama tungeongeza nyingine ni sawa.
Hata tunaweza ongeza
nyingine. Kwani ni kesho?
Okay, kesho nitakuwa
kwa class.
Nitakuwa na mimi 8 o'clock in the morning. Sitaki kufikiria hivyo. Anyways, back to the story of marriage. So, Bill, are you still getting married?
Yes.
Same.
Kilonzo autaki African maestro utaki tukuje tulewe.
Nitajua nikifika mbele.
Ai kama tutakuwa na pombe kwa hiyo wedding.
Yeah, but the what is a wedding without alcohol, by the way? Don't commit your wedding doesn't have alcohol.
No, let me just keep quiet. I was just asking. Because even me, let me not lie, I don't think I've ever gone to a wedding and I haven't gotten drunk.
Exactly. African wedding.
Drunk, yani yo. Pelicom strano. Yani? We were talking with Bill. You remember, I can't remember which episode it was about Nairobi life or something, drinking. Drunk
scapades
or something.
Nakumbuka. Nakumbuka.
You had the groom alikuja kuniuliza, is everything alright?
Oh my god.
Uko sawa. Unapela kwa
hoka. Okay. Yeah.
Uko sawa, right? Usinitapike, please.
Umekuja kupiga sherehe. Kwani?
Hey,
what's the problem?
Wait, you must enjoy the unity of two people.
Anyway, must come together and protect the Congo.
Me?
Yeah, I won't get married. There is no way I'm going to get married if I feel it's not going to work. Because I'm going to enter there and
okay. Prepared.
But now that now...
What if you feel it's going to work?
No, that's where society now needs to come and help us make marriage what it was.
I think the thing is that
help us understand marriage.
Yeah, help us understand.
That's why I'm saying marriage. It's irrelevant because it's
yeah. Right now it does feel irrelevant, yeah. Very much irrelevant, because everything we're doing right now, we don't need to sign a paper to prove that we're together. In fact, in Kenya, don't they? Nini, they don't. They acknowledge that a kamiste is a marriage.
Yeah, after 6 months.
After 6 months,
yeah, you can
what,
declare.
Then what on earth is a marriage certificate for?
Sassy, after 6 months, you can
after go. 6 months, you're not part of a marriage certificate.
Yeah, you should go.
Oh,
yeah.
Also, it's the whole wedding thing that's there.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's not.
Guys.
Have you even seen the rate at which young, okay, I feel bad to say this, the people we call influencers, the people we look up to, have you seen how fast they're getting married and breaking up?
There's a problem somewhere. Maybe
it's either people are too quick.
There's a problem somewhere.
People haven't thought it through.
Okay, I was having this conversation with my cousin.
Oh, people aren't ready.
Of Ariana Grande. Sorry, Ariana. But you see how she was engaged to what's this comedian called?
Pete.
Yeah. To Pete Davidson.
My man Pete.
And Pete is, you know, a sweet guy, nini nini. And then they broke up and she sang that, you know, thank you, nice, nini nini. And now she's married. She's already married to the person who sold her house. And I'm just like, if I'm putting two.
That
together,
is some shit from a movie.
I was like, is it because she really needed to get married? Like, it was so important for her. She needed to get married. She didn't care who it was. You are the love of my life.
Not even that. This, for her, this, it shows that her husband, how different her husband was to Pete. There has to be a difference that she noticed. Kuna venye, you might be in a toxic relationship. Ukona ule jama saizi ujama na kuunga. Na unasema tu, it's okay. Akona pesa nini. Then you guys break up. You meet the next person. And then kumbe, you realize like, Allah.
You are actually... what was meant for me
instead. It was meant for me because as I said, I kind of know someone
at a scale that a seven year
but anyway it is you I'm talking about.
Okay, shout
so she was with someone with this person in your hands down me Lily's case story me I was like okay sorry sawa.
Bill, before we endelee, please ebwendo ombe consent kwake. She's giving me ati unaambia mtu story in confidence.
Unajipata ndogelea kwa podcast. Kwa podcast. I have this friend. You're like, what the fuck?
I am sorry, friends.
I'm the friend.
I am sorry, my friends. I am not going to details.
I don't know.
And I'm going to juju.
It was our guy's episode, this one.
So she's dating this guy. Nimse anajulika na nase, akona connections, mad. I was like, okay. Umse ataku, this is a good.
Taku uplift.
Yeah. And then, vileli achana. After a while, so she's now with someone, and she's telling me, is that once I started being with this person, I thought what I needed was William say. But now, since I'm with this person, this person is say, the way this guy is treating me, it's so different, much better.
But,
so that's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
That, in terms of Ariana's nini, kuna venye Peter, like when I'm cheating, made her feel, but there's a way her husband would make her feel sick.
You're not seeing what my problem is. My problem is exactly that. You don't know what you'll want in 2 years or 3 years.
Yeah.
So why are you in a rush to get married? Because if Pete is so different from this guy, then see you relax, Basi.
And you know,
it already shows you that, hey, then maybe I don't know what I need.
Even what you said now, take that and then bring it back to Kenya, yeah? Our home, yeah? Do you know how hard it is to get separated or divorced from someone in case you find out that it's not working?
But then now, okay, when in terms of like, let's say now divorce, the chances are you guys are married, you guys have kids. You can't completely be separated if you guys have kids.
Even if you get married.
You expect your life to not have the baby mama. You're crazy.
Even if you get married today.
She will always be there. Knock, knock. Wappy child support. No.
Even if you get married today and then next week you decide to break up, even if you didn't have kids, my friend. You're not gonna. The court will deliberately make that case slow so that you guys can just go and sort out your issues here.
Yeah, wakupeleke.
They deliberately make it hard to divorce.
Counseling.
So imagine you get married to someone and then you find out they're not the one. What are you gonna do?
So you just tell them you guys are separated until you guys get divorced. That means then every time you go on a date, you have to inform this other person, I'm separated. Jeffy, I hope
now that will be a problem. That will be a problem because if you go there and then you find out someone who you want to.
But sasa,
that will not be recognized.
No, nimesema hivyo, but then sasa you can bring in your story and now these sponsors and how they're always like, oh, I'm leaving my wife. Oh, oh, I'm separated, but we're still living in the same house. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah. Now the problem will be, that's why I'm saying marriage is sometimes irrelevant. Yeah. The problem will be if you go out there and then you meet someone that you actually love, and then you're not feeling them that way.
Mm.
If you want to build a family or you start getting together, like you want to genuinely build your life together, the wealth that you will generate won't be recognized as yours too. You got married to, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This whole thing, Kwanza, let's rethink it, Kwanza Kidogo.
The whole marriage thing.
That's why it
yeah.
If we continue this way, it's gonna be relevant. That's why people are ending up here in families that are not.
Mama, if you guys have decided that you want to get married, make sure that this is the one.
Yeah.
Make sure, yani, no matter how much you change.
Ama, if you think marriage is relevant. Very too evil. It doesn't work out. Vibes and inshallah, man.
Vibes and inshallah.
My goodness.
sorry. There's one poor mutali during one of my escapades. Let's just do vibes and inshallah. And let me tell you, Maina.
That was last night.
I know.
It wasn't last night, it was one of the recent nights, but anyway guys, Tusha confirmed that
marriage is kind of irrelevant.
Me, I'm not saying.
Yeah, like, you know, hit us up if you think it's something different.
Please,
if you have facts, kuja hapa, kuja na violence.
I feel like
in the past, I don't want to say this, but in the past, you know, they had to walikuwa naangaliwa vibaya na the family or everything. So lazima wange nini
ako kona access to social media.
Well put.
Okay,
no
true
technology.
Ama labda hawako kona jua what they're missing out on. Sasa saizi because you know Kim Kardashian anakaa hivi uko like we na niko na Acha tu ni say.
Nikola wajiko.
Excuse me. May didn't say anything, Bill. Excuse me.
No offense.
Yeah, no offense, of course. Sorry, don't cancel us or anything.
It just came.
But
it just came.
So yeah, ukiona kuna influencer na kaivi na wewe uko na I'm gonna cheat with the a girl, and the girl posted it and was like, why? And it was her. It was like she was pretending to be someone else, and this girl was cheating on her. So anyway, this chick, listen. So this chick is like, are you dating someone? And this guy is like, no, I'm single. Actually, I was dating someone, but I didn't like how she looked like. And she was like, what do you mean you didn't like how she looked like? And it's her birthday. And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna cut cockroach.
I saw that story.
Who told me about this?
Yani who told Anna about me? Anna cockroach.
Cry.
Cry me a river. Hi.
Chestmates. Yo,
I don't know how many guys game. But hii ni kai lenye unaoko code you shooting at someone mwenye akona bat.
Yeah.
Jamaa amedoja alafu kuja na
that right there is a violation.
It's a violation. I know, but for real, honestly, hi guys. Back to now, yeah, that was a side story. But yeah, like.
Back to the main thing. Marriage is relevant. Simple.
Marriage is irrelevant. Come on.
Billy, you agree? We close this story?
I still want to get married.
But imagine, Nonge, if you are after now, I be the first person to get married.
I shall play this podcast.
Okay.
Do you remember the year 2021?
This you.
Okay. This is you, 22 years old, saying how you will not get married. Remember? Remember.
Unajua vile Twitter msa anasemanga hivi. Mzee dem nini? Alafu mtu anakujanga. This you?
Is this you? Is this still you?
Yo.
Check it. I can change.
Okay. On the other side, coming to look at it, yeah? If you look at us here now, us, these hosts here, yeah? Let's talk about ourselves here. The reason why we are here today, the reason why we know about marriage, yeah? The way we know it. It may be good, it may be bad.
Pardon?
But we've grown up under the care of a family. And a family comes to existence when people get married. Yeah?
No.
No?
A family doesn't come into existence because of marriage. If I get pregnant right now, I'm not married.
Good point.
Okay. And I become a single mother and I raise that child as my own. And that is a family.
Correction. I take it back.
Hakuna kitu hapa ya marriage. I see.
No matter what perspective you try to look at it from.
Yeah, it has potential, but loopholes ziko everywhere. So yeah. Billy, you're still getting married, sawa.
Story. I'll come to your wedding, I'll drink.
Nice.
And I'll be like, cheers, y'all.
Nice. Mimi, I'm 50-50, but right now you need to come and change my mind so that it's at least 60-40. Right now, it's
even 50. Me, like what's being portrayed out 50, there on 50, social media exactly. And everything. What they're portraying as marriage, me, I have issues with
it. Yeah, there's no need for it if that's what
marriage is. And it's so bad, and I feel bad for saying, okay, even if he came and admitted, I feel bad that one of the preachers I actually looked up to his teaching, someone who's supposed to set an example in society, was caught violating the basic principles of marriage.
Same.
Yeah?
Well, same.
So what is that?
Like, yeah.
Wow,
so helpful. Thank you very much.
But see, what are you doing listening to this podcast?
No, I mean, he came and he admitted that he makes mistakes.
I have a problem. If you know you did it, why
even in the first place? Even in the first place, you're busy.
If I knew, mimi ni pastor, na nifanya shit kai, alafu dema project sime, niko na nini? Then she's like, I'm trying to go to the press and hey, Annie.
Yes,
let's
no, but sometimes, you know, they can get away with it. regardless of how much.
Yeah, but they can still get away. But if it's actually mine.
Yeah, atajua, in the back of his mind, atajua, nilifanya hivyo, by the way. But then.
But Zambia, these things are being told about marriage. These things, hey, we need to rethink them because this generation you're raising up is going to fuck up some people's lives.
Yeah.
Honestly speaking.
It will.
It's going to fuck up some people's lives.
Marriage is good. It's a good institution. It has good principles.
Yeah.
But whatever is happening right now is just showing that yeah, like it's making the principles look like nimchezo. Hmm? So you either get your act together if you guys are going to get married so that you know it makes sense for our children. Or just don't get married.
Like, hi, I'm coming to you as a woman.
No, just like, or just don't get married. Like, saizi, unakumka in the past, ilikuwa sex before marriage.
Yeah, it's forbidden.
It's forbidden.
Yes, you shall go to
saizi.
Help. Use protection.
Yeah.
Stick to one.
Yeah.
Huh?
Go for tests.
Go for testing.
Go for tests.
Usi cheat.
Yeah, usi cheat. Katuno moja. You see, like,
moja.
It's like double standards.
You're like, know. Make up your mind.
It's like know. Double standards.
So, yeah, guys, tumemaliza, sindio? So
yeah, I think tumemaliza.
Okay,
we were here the whole afternoon trying to prep up for this episode. So it may look like a toxic relationship, but you're trying so hard.
Don't worry. I know the next time.
Now we know.
Make sure to listen to our other episodes if you have not yet listened to them. You must be really crazy because to make what
you can't be saying you have a toxic relationship, you haven't listened to our other episodes.
Really? Like, to look for Spotify real? Before Spotify could you Kenya. So,
yeah,
what she said,
Manze.
Also, we have a few episodes on our YouTube channel. We go by uncensoredke_pod.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
On every other platform as well.
Yes.
So make sure to listen to our other episodes. You can also follow me if you want to. DM me, you know. Anyways, my name is Ed Nanzai on Instagram and
Habibi. Habibi.
Nakuona.
Eh? You can follow me at Shots by Mudundo. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Short and sweet.
Okay. Short and sweet.
Okay, because you come a kawaida, follow me. Let's interact. Let's get to know each other. I love you. History of marriage don't need to be quasi. Let me know what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Let us know.
Namkam pole pole, msikam na violence.
But then msikuja na violence, it's just opinions. Eh?
Ni opinions, by the
way. Don't hurt us, baby.
Check me, come to me with the right kind of violence, honey.
I don't want peace, I want problems, always.
Ask around, I have no shame.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. You have been listening to Uncensored, where entertainment, music, and culture matters.
And remember, marriage is irrelevant.
Oh, gosh. See you guys.